Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Daily Reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 131, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order with my family in tow. This unique viewpoint, this unique Bible, if you will, Bible version, allows us to read the whole Bible as a single story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Today we are reading Exodus chapter 37. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, I praise you and I thank you so much for your love, your mercy, and your grace. And I praise you and I thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word, and your Holy Word that says, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Lord God in heaven, I praise you and I thank you for salvation, full and free, through your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word, and for all of the millions and manifold blessings you have bestowed upon us. Have your Holy Word to find a lodging place in our hearts. Help us to remember it. Help us, Lord, to meditate on it, and help us to live by it, to apply it to our lives, to share it with others, and in a discipleship teaching way, and to preach your holy gospel, which is based upon all of your holy word from Genesis to Revelation. Save those who are lost, revive those who are saved. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray, and for his sake, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, "Thus saith the Lord." The Word of God at Exodus chapter 37. And the Word of God reads, "And Bezaleel made the ark of sesame wood. 2 cubits and a half was the length of it, and 1.5 cubits the breadth of it, and 1.5 cubits the height of it. And he overlaid it with pure gold within and without, and made a crown of gold to it round about. And he cast for it 4 rings of gold to be set by the 4 corners of it, even two rings upon the one side of it, and two rings upon the other side of it. And he made staves of sesame wood and overlaid them with gold. And he put the staves into the rings by the sides of the ark to bear the ark. And he made the mercy seat of pure gold. 2 cubits and a half was the length thereof, and 1 cubit and a half the breadth thereof. And he made 2 cherubims of gold, beaten out of 1 piece made he them on the 2 ends of the mercy seat. 1 cherub on the end on this side, and another cherub on the other end on that side. Out of the mercy seat made he the cherubims on the 2 ends thereof. And the cherubims spread out their wings on high, and covered with their wings over the mercy seat, with their faces one to another, even to the mercy seat ward, were the faces of the cherubims. And he made the table of sesame wood. 2 cubits was the length thereof, and 1 cubit the breadth thereof, and 1 cubit and a half the height thereof. And he overlaid it with pure gold, and made thereunto 1 crown of gold round about. Also he made thereunto 1 border of an handbreadth round about, and made 1 crown of gold for the border thereof round about. And he cast for it 4 rings of gold, and put the rings upon the 4 corners that were in the 4 feet thereof. Over against the border were the rings, the places for the staves to bear the table. And he made the staves of sesame wood, and overlaid them with gold to bear the table. And he made the vessels which were upon the table, his dishes, and his spoons, and his bowls, and his covers, to cover withal of pure gold. And he made the candlestick of pure gold of beaten work, made he the candlestick, his shaft and his branch, his bowls, his knops, and his flowers were of the same. And 6 branches going out of the sides thereof, 3 branches of the candlestick out of the one side thereof, and 3 branches of the candlestick out of the other side thereof. 3 bowls made after the fashion of almonds in 1 branch, a knop and a flower, and 3 bowls made like almonds in another branch, a knop and a flower, so throughout the 6 branches going out of the candlestick. And in the candlestick were 4 bowls made like almonds, his knops and his flowers, and 1 knop under 2 branches of the same, and 1 knop under 2 branches of the same, and 1 knop under 2 branches of the same, according to the 6 branches going out of it. Their knops and their branches were of the same, all of it was 1 beaten work of pure gold. And he made his and he made his 7 lamps and his snuffers and his snuff dishes of pure gold. Of 1 talent of pure gold made he it, and all the vessels thereof. And he made the incense altar of sesame wood. The length of it was 1 cubit, and the breadth of it 1 cubit. It was 4 square, and 2 cubits was the height of it. The horns thereof were of the same. upon me. And he overlaid it with pure gold, both the top of it and the sides thereof round about, and the horns of it also he made unto it a crown of gold round about. And he made two rings of gold for it under the crown thereof by the two corners of it, upon the two sides thereof, to be places for the staves to bear it withal. And he made the staves of shittim wood, and overlaid them with gold. And he made the holy anointing oil, and the pure incense of sweet spices, according to the work of the apothecary. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, you sit high, and you look low, and I praise you, and I thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. And I praise you, and I thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word. And Lord, thank you for giving us a mind, for those of us who are saved and who are actually reading your Holy Word, Lord, this morning, to read your Holy Word. Hide it in our hearts. Help us to remember it. Help us to obey it. And help us to love it and to cherish it for those of us who are saved. And fill us with your Holy Spirit and your Holy Word. Give us unction and anointing from on high to understand your Holy Word and to apply it to our lives and to share it with others. And to preach and proclaim your holy gospel. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family, this is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Family Devotional reading of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's Treasury of David. This is episode number 6. Today we're reading Psalm chapter 2, verses 1-3. Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. And Dr. Spurgeon goes on to say, we have in these first three verses of Psalm 2 a description of the hatred of human nature against Christ and God. No better comment is needed upon it than the apostolic song in Acts chapter 4, verses 27 and 28. Which says, for of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together, for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. The psalm begins abruptly with an angry interrogation, and well it may. It is surely but little to be wondered at that the sight of creatures in arms against their God should amaze the psalmist's mind. We see the heathen raging, roaring like the sea, tossed to and fro with restless waves, as the ocean in a storm, and then we mock the people in their hearts, imagining a vain thing against God. Where there is much rage, there is generally some folly, and in this case there is an excess of it. Note that the commotion is not caused by the people only, but their leaders foment the rebellion against God, against Christ. The kings of the earth set themselves in determined malice. They arrayed themselves in opposition against God. It was not temporary rage, but deep-seated hate, for they set themselves resolutely to withstand the Prince of Peace, and the rulers take counsel together. They go about their warfare craftily, not with foolish haste, but deliberately. They use all the skill which art can give. Like Pharaoh, they cry, "Let us deal wisely with them." Oh, that men were half as careful in God's service to serve him wisely as his enemies are to attack his kingdom craftily. Sinners have their wits about them, and yet saints are dull. Allow me to repeat that. Sinners have their wits about them, and yet saints are dull. But what say they? What is the meaning of this commotion? Let us break their bands asunder. Let us be free to commit all manner of abominations. Let us be our own gods. Let us rid ourselves of all restraint, gathering impudence by the traitorous proposition of rebellion. They add, let us cast away as if it were an easy matter. Let us fling off their cords from us. What, O ye kings, do ye think yourselves Samsons, and are the bands of omnipotence but as green withes before you? Do you dream that you shall snap to pieces and destroy the mandates of God, the decrees of the Most High, as if they were but tow? And do ye say, let us cast away their cords from us? Yes, there are monarchs who have spoken thus, and there are still rebels upon thrones. However mad the resolution to revolt from God, it is one in which man has persevered. It is one in which man has persevered ever since his creation, and he continues in it to this very day in rebellion against the God who made him, the God who made her. The glorious reign of Jesus in the latter day will not be consummated until a terrible struggle has convulsed the nations. His coming will be as a refiner's fire, and like full of soap, and the day thereof shall burn as an oven. Earth loves not her rightful monarch. Allow me to repeat that. Earth loves not her rightful monarch, but clings to the usurper's sway. A The terrible conflicts of the last days will illustrate both the world's love of sin and Jehovah's power to give the kingdom to his only begotten. To a graceless neck, the yoke of Christ is intolerable, but to the saved sinner, it is easy and light. Allow me to repeat that in your hearing, my beloved. To a graceless neck, that is, a person who has not experienced God's grace, one who has not been saved by God's grace, the yoke of Christ is intolerable. They can't stand it. But to the saved sinner, one who's born again, it is easy. The yoke is easy and light. And I added some of that to make it clearer. We may judge ourselves by this. Do we love that yoke, or do we wish to cast it from us? Shall we pray? Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your love and grace. I praise you and I thank you, Lord, for your holy word. I praise you and I thank you for giving your servant Charles Haddon Spurgeon certain gifts to help us to understand it even better and to apply it to our lives even more. I pray that, Lord, you will help us not to be a part of the heathen who rage against you, who rebel against you, who hate you. They hate you, they hate Jesus Christ, your son, and they don't even know why. They're full of hell and the devil. And I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for their own good that you would cast out the devil and hell and the demons of hell from their lives, their hearts and minds, souls and spirits. For people who hate prayer, people who hate praying for others, people who hate reading your holy word, people who hate serving you are lost and doomed to the perdition of hell. Open their blinded eyes, unstop their deaf ears, and save their souls and change their lives. For those of us who are born again, praying to you and reading your holy word and praying for others is a divine gift and a blessing. It is not a burden, and I thank you so much for the privilege. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen.